Good afternoon, and welcome to Audio Mo 11, day 26 and 27. Bit of a cheat today, I'm covering 2 days. Mainly because today, nothing's really happened, and it's been a day of rest for me. And yesterday was so busy, I didn't have time to record a boo. So yesterday, I took my son to Birmingham to do our annual Christmas shopping trip together, and it's become a bit of a tradition now for the two of us. And we went by train. Previously we've gone by bus using a service laid on by my church, but the early start, the church starts at 8:30, the bus trip, and in the morning, and it gives us far too much time in Birmingham for the two of us. Have about 6 hours in Birmingham, and 7 hours, and it's far too much time. We just can't fill it. And so with this year, I thought I'll take him myself on the train, and he loves that. He's 11 years of age, and had a good journey, got there, had some lunch, and proceeded to do our shopping, well, his shopping. He saves his money, or I save it for him, some of his pocket money, towards this at the end of the year, because I do believe in children, when they're having pocket money, to be able to save some of it and not just spend it on all on themselves all the time. It gives them a little bit of a sense of responsibility, and there's no point in 16, 18 or whatever age it is when you finally have to pay your own way to be thrown in at the deep end. And although my children have enough pocket money, it's good for them to save some of it. And my son's very good. He'll rather let me have it. And he's a very generous boy anyway. He'd rather spend money on everybody else than himself. At the moment, his favourite thing to spend money on is Monster drinks. He just loves these fizzy energy drinks. And who am I to stop him? Although they are quite expensive and I wouldn't buy them. However, he had around about £90 saved for Christmas. And he spent the lot on his mum and his sister, his grandparents, so he did very well, and he was very, very astute on what to buy them. He needed a little bit of encouragement to think, but once he got the first one out of the way, he was on a roll. And so we had a lovely time, and we found a charity gift wrapping stall in Birmingham, and so we was able to do our shopping, leave it with them, go and grab some tea, and come back to find our presents all nicely gift wrapped. And it was a bargain price, and all the money goes to charity, so well done to those. It's a charity in aid of children, and so that was appropriate, so we thought, as I'm shopping with a child. And it was a great day. We came back by train, and the previous night there was a fair on in my town, the switching on of the lights for Christmas, and we'd gone to the fair. Unfortunately, we didn't have much time to go on the rides, or at least we did, but my son didn't really want to do it that night, so he felt that he'd missed out. He's not a big ride person, but as he's getting older, he wants to try some. And so we went on a couple of what we call the big rides, and that certainly made me realise my age. I used to love rides as a kid, and I still do. But at 44, they don't hold the same appeal, and my stomach doesn't have the same consistency or constitution as it once had. So I did feel the effects somewhat. However, he loved it, and I didn't dislike it at all. And I encouraged him to go on as many as he wanted to go on, which turned out to be a 2 or 3. And there was an arcade there, as there usually is, and he likes these machines where you put 2p's in, and they're on sliding trays, and you put some money in and get some money out, and you never really win, obviously, but it passes 50 pence or a pound of 2p's, lasted half an hour, so that was money well spent. And then today it's been a day of rest for me, and so I thought I would cover 2 days in one. So that was it, really. That was my weekend, and apart from the laundry I've done today. So I'll leave you with that, and thank you for listening. God bless all, and good night.